This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new TV series on the experience of living life as someone else, at least for a while. First this. Thousands of Russian Jews who once fled their homeland to escape repression and discrimination now are returning to a country where they feel new comfort. Anti-Semitism is still present, but it's no longer government policy. An estimated 1 million Jews had remained in Russia anyway. Now this return of as many as 60,000 may signal a renaissance of Jewish life there. Here's NPR's Anne Garrels from Moscow.
Over the din of a crowded Moscow cafe, Sergei Vanstein describes how he once hated this city.
I always dreamed of leaving. I hated the Soviet Union. I studied Hebrew with friends. We just dreamt of leaving. In 1991, when the Soviets finally let us, I left.
He was 21. He lived in a kibbutz and served in the Israeli military. But he never felt at home in Israel. Sergei's family had remained in Russia. He was alone. He couldn't get into medical school. It wasn't his dream come true. Sergei eventually decided to return to Moscow to study. Though he has kept his Israeli citizenship and keeps up his Hebrew, he has his Russian citizenship back. He now plans to stay.
I like it here now. I have found my place here as a Jew and as a Russian. I am happy.
Now a doctor, Sergei regularly bumps into former emigres who have either moved back or who travel regularly to and from Moscow. He says they return for a variety of reasons, everything from concern about the security situation in Israel to jobs.
For sure, a big change.
Beryl Lazar is one of Russia's two chief rabbis.
The most important thing for us is actually what we see, that these people are coming back and they feel that there is a Jewish community here. They left when there was no hope for the Jews, and all of a sudden they could come back and their children can enroll in a Jewish school, they could be involved in the Jewish life, they could make this their home.
Rabbi Lazar oversees a new $20 million Jewish community center complete with a synagogue, health services, fitness club, Jewish library, computer center, and theater. A restaurant offers kosher meals at reasonable prices. And to attract Jews to the center, there are hefty discounts for birthday celebrations. But the Jewish revival has fueled anti-Semitism among nationalists. The past year has been marked by frequent political outbursts against a number of Russian billionaires who were Jewish, a group of 19 nationalist lawmakers, whose numbers have been growing in recent elections, issued a letter demanding the possible outlawing of all Jewish organizations. This was rejected by the rest of parliament. Rabbi Lazar credits President Vladimir Putin with taking a strong stand against anti-Semitism. Lazar says he's the first Russian president to repair the wrongs of the past. But while prosecutors have pursued those who have desecrated synagogues and cemeteries, Lazar says the courts have failed to act against speeches and publications inciting hatred.
In the vast majority of cases, there's almost no action following it. When there's no reaction, that's a sign that you could just keep on going, move along. As long as they won't stop you, you can just try more and more.
But the changes have been enough to lure 50-year-old Irina Vandina and her family back from Israel. She regularly attends a painting class at the Jewish Center and feels more confident as a Jew in Moscow now.
It didn't suit us. We were too old to make it in Israel. You need to be young so you can get a decent job. And it's fine here now. It's stable.
18-year-old Irina Pronina has come to a jazz performance at the center. She sees no problems being Jewish in today's Russia. She attends a new Jewish university in Moscow.
I know much more than my parents did about what it is to be a Jew. I'm now in the position of teaching them.
The jazz trio performing at the Jewish Center is made up of an American, a Russian, and an Israeli. And their first number is Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.